Hi, I'm Deborah Lynn Dad, and this is Toxic Free Talk Radio, where we talk about how to thrive in a toxic world and live toxic free. It is Tuesday, July 28th. In 2015, I'm here in Clearwater, Florida. We've been having so much rain. It looks like it's going to rain again, but I think we'll be safe. Sometimes, you know, I used to live way out in the country in California. So when we had rain, we lost our power. And so every time it rains or we have thunderstorms, I think, are we going to lose power right in the middle of the show? But that's never happened. So I think we're fine. Today we're going to talk about food, one of my favorite subjects, and specifically we're going to talk about eggs. And I eat eggs every morning. I eat organic eggs every morning. And so I thought I would call up the maker of the eggs that I eat and see if they would come talk about their eggs. And they said yes. So my guest today is Rick. Oh, now I asked him how to say this and I didn't check before the show. Okay. I think it's Leiby, but we'll find out when he comes on. He's the Rick Leiby. He's the sales and marketing manager for Nature's Yolk, and that's a specialty brand of Westfield Egg Farm. They're in Pennsylvania, and I just found out that he's right down the road from the studio that does the production for this show. So, hi, Rick.
Hi, Deborah.
So, even after I asked you, how do you pronounce your name?
Yeah, no, that's okay. It's one of those names with the spelling, but it's just pronounced Leiby.
Leiby, okay.
Leiby, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, you know what? I get this with my name, too. People look at my name, D-A-D-D, and they don't, it's too simple. It doesn't even occur to them that it's just Dad, like what you call your father. So, Leiby. Right. I'm writing this down. Okay. All right, now. Hello. So tell us, how did you become interested in working for an egg farm?
Well, I guess a couple of things. Most of my adult life, at least since I've been married, I've been interested in eating healthy, organic food. Grew up on a farm myself. I've since lived on a small farmette of about 15 acres, raising my own chickens and cattle and sheep and various other animals for myself and my family. And one thing led to another, and actually became friends with the owner of this company, Westfield Egg Farm, probably, I don't know, 10 or 15 years ago. And over time, friendship developed, and he asked me to come to work here because I had a background in marketing, which they needed some help in, and I guess you could say my lifestyle and my work came together.
I think that's really wonderful. So tell us something about the business. How long has Westfield, or how, I guess Nature's Yolk is the brand, but tell us, I want to know about egg farming today. I just don't know anything about it. I've raised chickens in my backyard, so I've seen the egg come out of the chicken, and I know what I was feeding it. But I really don't know much about what happens in a commercial setting.
Well, this particular company, Westfield Egg Farm, was started back in the late 50s, early 60s. By the Weaver family, and at that time they were, you know, typical egg farmers. They did it on the side along with their dairy farm, and that's why even today when you go to buy eggs in a grocery store, the department you go to is the dairy department.
Mm-hmm.
Because that was sort of the history of it all. But today, most eggs, probably 94% of all eggs that are produced in America are still in the classic battery caged environment where there's two or three chickens in a small wire cage in a large house with hundreds of thousands of chickens. It's very efficient from a agricultural business standpoint, and that is your classic egg facility. But about 25 or 30 years ago, in addition to small little independent farmers, some people thought, hey, maybe we can produce eggs to sell in a grocery store that isn't out of a typical caged environment. And Westfield, mm-hmm. I'm one of those companies. So about 21, 22 years ago, they started doing different kinds of specialty eggs, became certified organic in the early 90s, and have just prospered since then with all of their farms being cage-free. We now also have a number of the farms that are free-range or pasture-raised organic, which I think you mentioned are some of the ones that you like to eat. So it takes a lot more time and a lot more effort to have those kind of farms than the typical eggs that are produced, the grocery store, typical grocery store eggs. But we have a lot of great customers, and they've been very loyal with us. So it's been a lot of fun to continue to push that kind of product with research and new farms that we keep adding every year. And a lot of people like that lifestyle of raising those kind of eggs, too. All of our farms are family farms. None of them are corporate farms. In other words, we're Westfeld Egg Farm, but we have about 85 independent small farmers supply us the eggs. Then we just go out and pick them up, bring them back to our facility, and grade them, wash them according to the organic and USDA standards, and put them in the cartons that you get at your store, wherever you shop down there in Florida. But they might come from one of 85 different small family farms that we deal with.
And each of those are owned independently, and then you pick up their eggs, and instead of it being a corporate industrial kind of thing, it's eggs as it used to be.
Exactly, yeah. And that model is working really well for us. And there's other companies that have a similar model, but for us it works really, really well because it also ties into sustainable agriculture, because it's a lot easier to sustain that kind of small family farm than these huge, multiple layered agricultural industrial complexes.
I think all food should be produced this way. It's just the word industrial and food just don't fit together in my brain.
Yeah, it's tough, and yet, there needs to be a lot of food produced, so it's one of those difficult things to get our head around what's the right thing to do and all those things, because a lot of people need to be fed, and yet some of the practices are maybe not what you and I would like to get our eggs from anyway.
So what was it that inspired Westfeld Egg Farm to go organic and cage-free and pasture, and a lot of people aren't doing this. So what happened that your company decided to do that?
The family, the Weaver family that owns the company, has always been a very innovative family and always interested in trying new things. And even before they were organic, they were trying to figure out nutritionally what could they do to decrease some of the cholesterol, some of the fats, and increase the good vitamins in the eggs. And they tried different things through the years, and some of them worked really well. But they began to see that if they wanted to continue down that path, they would probably need to give up the traditional approach to the egg business. And one of those steps was to get the farm certified organic and feed them organic grain, and for them, I think it was just a natural evolution of their view of agriculture. Again, family farms, healthy. They have a simple belief, healthy chickens, healthy eggs, and so it sprung out of all those ideas that they had.
Good. Well, what I want to do, we need to go to break in a few seconds, but what I want to do when we come back is to just start talking about the different types of eggs. I know that there's different names for them and different ways of doing things, and I just want to give our listeners an idea of what kind of eggs are available that they might not be finding at their supermarket, but would find at their natural food store. And what those differences are in the eggs, why you would choose one over the other. There's a lot of choices in eggs, so we're going to talk more about that when we come back. You're listening to Toxic Free Talk Radio. I'm Deborah Lynn Dadd, and my guest today is Rick Leiby, sales and marketing manager for Nature's Yoke, a specialty brand of Westfield Egg Farm. And we'll be right back. You're listening to Toxic Free Talk Radio. I'm Deborah Lindad, and my guest today is Rick Leiby. He's sales and marketing manager for Nature's Yoke, and they have all kinds of eggs, and we're going to talk about them now, find out what they are. So you have a really good website. It's naturesyoke.com, and that's Y-O-K-E, like a yoke around an ox, rather than Y-O-L-K, like the yolk in an egg.
Correct.
Yeah. naturesyolk.com. And so you have different kinds of eggs that you offer. So let's start with the first one you have on your list, which is simply called organic eggs. And tell us about what makes those organic.
Okay, sure. As most consumers, you know, over the last 10 years have become more and more aware of eating healthy, which is a great trend. Organic is a term I think most people are becoming more familiar with, but for us in the food industry, what it means is that most every state, and certainly nationally, there is a USDA organic certification or standard. And again, most states either meet or exceed that standard. So for our farms, which are all here in Pennsylvania, we get certified by the Pennsylvania Organic Board as well as the USDA, and then that allows us to, again, have that certification on there. And what it means is they come out and actually test the farm to make sure that the ground itself is organic, meaning no chemicals or additives that are not 100% organic are allowed on the property, as well as the food, the grains, and the food that the chickens eat itself was raised on a farm that's subject to the same test. And usually it's a minimum of 3 years, usually somewhere between 3 and 5 years for most states, that the ground has to be proved to not have had any harmful chemicals or additives put on it other than natural compounds. So that's the some of the basic things. And there's other things like even down to the cleaning solutions we use here in the plant where the eggs come in or wash. We have to make sure we wash them properly in an organic solution as opposed to, you know, maybe a harmful chemical solution. Mm-hmm. So even at that level, when the consumer gets the product, everything that's had to do with it is part of that organic process, you could say, until it actually arrives in their grocery cart and to their house.
That's really good. So your organic food product is certified organic from beginning to end.
That's correct. And then those hens that are on our organic farms, are part of our definition is all of our minimum standard for all of our hens is they live in what's called a cage-free environment, meaning just picture like a big old barn, maybe like your granddad owned in the country, this huge big barn, but now it's totally open. There's no cages. There's no stalls. It's just this big open building. There's some roost and post because chickens actually like to fly a little bit if you give them room. And then on the outer edges, there would be like little boxes that they can hop up or fly up to and lay the eggs, and then they sort of roll to the back and then are collected on the outer edge by the families. And all of our organic cage-free barns also have doors, usually one on each wall, sometimes more, and they have a limited outdoor access because part of the definition of organic, at least in Pennsylvania here, is there must be at least some outdoor access so they could go outside, get a little sunshine, you know, scratch around mm-hmm. or whatever. It's not pasture-raised or free-range. It's just kind of, again, picture your grandma's chicken coop and the chickens could go outside and scratch around some, but it's not like they had the run of the whole property. It's just a sort of a contained area, but it's a great environment. They enjoy it, and we have a number of our small family farmers choose that type of facility to manage on their property.
Okay, so good. You've said some other words that are often associated with eggs. Let's just discuss for a minute. Cage-free, pastured, and free-range. So What do those mean?
It's a great question. Here's the difficult part. There is no regulated standard definition for those words in the food industry, except for organic, which again is a, as we said earlier, a certified from an outside source, either the USDA again or Pennsylvania. The rest of the terms are just terms that have sort of evolved over the last 10 to 20 years in the industry. So I can give you our definitions.
Yeah.
And again, every company has maybe a slightly different version. So what we're, I'm going to tell you is generally correct for most people, but again, each company would have their specifics. For us, we have our what we call our entry-level egg, you might say, into the specialty egg business would be just a cage-free egg. We make those, or we have those in cage-free brown or cage-free white. And cage-free, as I described a moment ago, is your granddad's, again, picture this big open barn. No cages, no stalls, as I described earlier. But instead of being organic, they're fed, again, this is not a regulated term, what we call an all-natural grain, meaning that there's no antibiotics, no animal byproducts, no hormones, no steroids, no chemical additives. It's just the grains and usually a little bit of oyster shell and calcium for them to be able to produce good eggshells. But it's all, again, not a regulated term, natural ingredients, but again, not organic. That's our, we call our entry-level egg because, again, not everybody's budget allows maybe everything they'd like to do. And these eggs, because they're not certified organic, but yet still have a lot of great, you know, advantages, a lot of people can afford them more easily than, say, an organic egg. And so that's our, again, our what we call our entry-level specialty egg is cage-free.
We're going to need to go to break very soon here, but I want to ask you, so what if somebody's just buying a regular supermarket egg, what are those eggs being fed? What are those chickens being fed?
The difference between theirs and ours is they're being fed grains and everything, but they often put in a lot of additives, hormones, steroids, antibiotics, things like that, to which are just, again, added chemicals to try to get them to produce, you know, more and better eggs. But are those chemicals better for you as they're passed on through the chicken? That's the issue people have to deal with.
Right, right. Okay, good. So we will go to break, but when we come back, we're going to talk more about different things to look for when you're choosing an egg. You're listening to Toxic Free Talk Radio. My guest today is Rick Leiby from Nature's Yolk, and their website is naturesyolk.com, Y-O-K-E, Nature's Yolk. We'll be right back. You're listening to Toxic Free Talk Radio. I'm Deborah Lynn Dadd, and my guest today is Rick Leiby from Nature's Yolk. Actually, well, that's the brand that we're talking about today, because that's what I eat. That's what I get at my natural food store. And we're going to talk about the exact eggs that I eat in just a second. But I do want to mention that, Rick, I don't know if you know about what happened last week in the United States government about the right to know law with GMO labeling?
Yes, I did read a little bit about that. I don't pretend to be an expert about it, but it seems like something did happen there.
Yeah. Well, you know, I just want to honor that occasion. I mean, what happened, listeners, if you're not familiar with this, is, and I can't explain I'm not an expert in it either, but it basically, the people who are concerned about GMO labeling, which I am, and I see no reason for people who are putting GMO ingredients into food products should not have to label them. In Europe, they're required to label them. But for me, I just want to stand on my soapbox for a minute, because labeling is a big issue for me as a consumer advocate for 30 years. The only way that I can make a decision about how toxic a product is or not is to have information on the label or information on a website. And the fact that so many products are not completely labeled well enough is something that I'm always speaking up for. And I would love to have standardized terms for eggs and everything else, which doesn't exist. And so the point I want to make here is that we were talking before the break about how if you were to buy an egg that's not a specialty egg, like what we're talking about today, you just buy it at the supermarket as part of the industrial system, that you're going to get grains and whatever, and you're also going to get additives and byproducts and all kinds of things that are being fed to that chicken and then getting into your body through the egg. And so I think what that carton should say is grains, this toxic additive, that toxic additive. It should all be there on the carton, and it isn't. And the way things are now is that they get to say eggs. And if you want an organic egg, it has to say organic, the blah, 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 blah. And the ones that actually have the toxic stuff in it aren't required to be labeled. That's all I want to say on that.
Okay. Like you said, that was your soapbox. I don't disagree. I have to admit, I read labels too. I'm a consumer. You know, we're in the food business, but when I go to the grocery store, I read labels. So I think it is a good thing. And if somebody's afraid of it, then that's another whole other issue. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I think that if the full information is not disclosed about a product, then consumers can't make a choice, can't make an informed choice. And we do have a right to know. We do have that right. We have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. And to me, having life, having health requires that we know what's in our products. Okay, but you've done a good job of that. So let's talk about pastured eggs, because that's what I eat. I eat pastured eggs, and when I saw that word pastured, I just immediately fell in love with your brand. So tell us what pastured eggs are.
Okay, for us, we saw a lot of terms out there. People were using free range and grass-fed, and those are good terms. But we settled on the term pasture-raised, because the idea there is if you've bought a product, you've seen the carton, and there's actually a picture of our chickens, our hens, on what you'd picture when you picture a pasture, just this wide open field. And that is what our farms look like. It's not Photoshop. That's really one of our farms, really our hens. And we thought that picture would be clearer to people, that is our goal for this type of egg, is to get the chickens in an open environment where they can eat grass and bugs and, you know, have sunshine and fresh air and move around, you know, and exercise even more and all those kind of wonderful things. So simply it is, the hens out in a pasture. And again, they have a big barn that we leave wide open that they can run in and out of when they want to run back or if it starts to rain. And again, we don't put them outside if the weather is, you know, lightning or some other, you know, difficult situation. But whenever they can be outside, they're outside, and they love it.
So it sounds like pastured, free range, and grass fed are all different terms for pretty much the same thing.
Well, it's an evolving thing. I think pasture raised, the way we define it, is the most open. Free range is beginning to be better defined, although it's not all the way defined, because there are certain groups. For example, there's a group in Virginia called Certified Humane that goes around and does some independent studies, and they've come up with a definition of free range, which more and more people, not everyone, are trying to adopt. Again, it's not regulated, where it's not maybe as much grass as pasture raised, but at least in an area maybe 60, 70, 80 feet, and this can vary, again, tremendously, outside of the barn, there would be an area, a fenced-in area, that the hens could go out. And it's not what you and I might think of as a free open range, and that's why the term, we didn't like that term, because it's beginning to mean a smaller area than a true open area. But it's still a great environment, and it's a very good situation for the hens. And again, many companies are using that term and beginning to try to define it like that.
So then what would grass-fed mean?
Well, grass-fed is one of those terms that's true and not true, because chickens do eat grass, but they cannot consume much more than about 15% of their diet with grass, because they do need the grain to have the energy to produce the eggs and to have the shells come out right and all those kind of things. And so grass-fed just basically means they are getting outside on some grass at least a part of the day. Maybe they're free-range, maybe they're pasture-raised like us. Some people use grass-fed just to mean there's just a really small little area, or even some farms just bring in a little bit of fresh green hay, and they don't really go outside, but they are getting what you could say some greens into their diet. Because, again, a little bit of greens is good, but, again, they can only eat so much of that and still be able to be, healthy and produce like they need to do.
So, we need to go to break, but I just want to ask you quickly. So if it's a grass-fed, like grass-fed beef, that's a different situation because you're not making eggs.
Of course, yeah, grass-fed beef would be more what you might think is pasture-raised outside and not eating a lot of grain, but outside most of the time, correct?
Right, yeah. Okay, good. We're going to go to break. You're listening to Toxic Free Talk Radio. I'm Deborah Lynn Dadd, and my guest today is Rick Leiby from Nature's Yoke, and that's Nature's Yoke, YOKE.com, and we'll be right back. You're listening to Toxic Free Talk Radio. I'm Deborah Lynn Dadd, and my guest today is Rick Leiby from the brand is Nature's Yoke. Okay, let's continue on with all these different types of eggs, because this is really interesting to me. I do want to point out that you have on here organic pasture-raised eggs versus pasture-raised eggs. So I would assume that means that you can get organic pasture or not organic pasture.
Exactly right. And just like the difference between our cage-free brown eggs and organic eggs, the farms are basically the same. The difference is one is on an organic farm with organic grain, whereas the other is, what we use the term, our natural grain. And the same goes with pasture-raised. The pasture-raised farm has all the benefits of organic pasture-raised, but the farm is not certified organic, or the grain is not certified organic. Again, our standards for that pasture farm is the farm cannot use on the property any chemicals or additives, and what grain they do eat, again, has to be free of all antibiotics, steroids, hormones, all those kind of terrible chemical additives, but it does not have to be certified. And the main reason for that is, again, there is a significant price increase to go to organic because of getting the certification and buying those grains. And we have some customers who love the pasture raised, and they're happy that it's not organic because they would rather pay, $1 or $1.50 less or whatever it ends up at the at their local store compared to the organic. And then we have an equal number. We sell almost 50-50 of each, that they want all the pasture raised plus they want it to be organic. So again, we found people love both, and again, our number of dozens that we sell is surprisingly almost equal on those.
I found a new egg from you. It's not on your website, but it's at my store, and that is a soy-free egg. Tell us about that.
It is new, and we're kind of excited about that. It's interesting. We in the last, I don't know, 2 or 3 years, we've had so many phone calls from consumers because they're, our number is there, and I get phone calls from consumers. And the number one thing that people would ask me is, are you ever going to have a soy-free egg? My son is allergic, and they would tell me their, story of taking to their son or their daughter in the middle of the night with an allergic reaction to soy. And, we didn't know what to do, and how do we do this? And so finally we decided to, to see if we could do it. And we did produce a product. It's only been out about 7 months, I think, 7 or 8 months. Mm-hmm. So it's still new. And that one we decided to, in addition to our normal natural grains, we decided to go non-GMO on that as well, and to make it what we call certified free-range, meaning, we're fitting that definition of certified humane free-range, where around our farm or our barn, where we keep those at our local farmer here, he's got like 60, 70, 80-foot grass area around the barn and then a fence. So it's not full pasture raised, but there's a lot of outdoor access. So it's kind of a hybrid product in that it's free-range, certified free-range. It's non-GMO, but the real clincher for our people that were interested in it is soy free. And again, the reason we didn't decide to do organic was that would have added, it's already kind of expensive as it is, it would have added another dollar or two by the time it hits retail. So we're trying to make it affordable for those people that really, there's some people that have a really serious allergic reaction to soy. Yeah. And we were just trying to, I guess, accommodate and help those kind of people.
I totally understand that. I'm actually somebody who doesn't eat soy, but I don't go into those kind of anaphylactic allergic reactions.
I see.
And so I would love to have an organic soy-free egg, but I choose to do the organic is more important to me than the soy-free. But if you were to make the perfect egg for me, it would be soy-free too. But I understand why you made the choice that you did to make it affordable to the folks for who soy-free is the most important choice.
Yes, that's right.
Yeah. So we've got about 5 minutes left, and I want to ask you two more questions. So omega-3 eggs, omega-3, not free, three, like the number three, omega-3 eggs. What makes an omega-3 egg higher in omega-3s?
Okay, that thankfully is a simple thing to do, which when it comes to food, I love simple answers. We just change the diet of our normal cage-free brown farm. We'll pick out certain farms, and we add several different kinds of seeds that are really high and nutrient-dense in omega-3 fatty acids. The one that we found seems to work the best both for the hen to tolerate it and actually thrive on it is flax seeds. We add a lot of flax seeds, which are, you know, a great healthy thing for people too.
Yeah.
And the hens we found really enjoy the taste, and they really like it. And when you give them the right amount of it, you can suddenly boost the omega-3 fatty acids in the egg by sometimes 3 and 4 and 5 and 6 times the normal omega-3 levels. Which again, for people who are really watching that in their diet. It's kind of a neat, easy fix, so to speak,
yeah.
to enjoy their egg, but also get that good omega-3 fatty acid.
So I think what you're proving here is that what you feed the egg, what you feed the chicken, comes out in the egg, and it's going to go into our bodies for better or for worse. If you put in something to make more omega-3s, I mean, there's omega-3s in the flax. You feed it to the chicken, and then we end up with omega-3s in our body. But the same thing would occur for things we don't want in our bodies as well.
Yeah, as we all know, those things are a direct chain. As the chicken metabolizes the feed, and it goes straight into the reproductive part of the chicken, and the egg is formed, you can't separate those things. It's all part of the process, you might say.
Yeah. Okay, last question. Fertile egg versus not fertile egg. Why would you want one or the other?
Well, there have been a number of studies through the years that have shown that hens that are fertile, meaning the eggs are fertile, where you allow roosters to stay in with them, the levels of the, quote, not as good for your cholesterol go down, and the levels of the good cholesterol that we actually need in our body go up. It's not a huge number up and down, but there is a little bit of a change there, which is kind of, again, one of those interesting things, metabolically speaking, that happen. And so we have certain farms out of our 85 that we put in roosters at the right ratio to hens, and then the eggs are fertile, and we actually have certain people that really like that. They even claim they like the taste better. I've had both. I can't tell a whole lot of difference, but there are people that really like that, and they like the different reading on the cholesterol that they get from the fertile egg. So we've been producing fertile eggs for a number of years, and we have some very loyal customers that really, really appreciate, you know, that effort that we do. Because it's, they're, again, a little bit more expensive because roosters are kind of rowdy. They eat a lot. I mean, they a rooster will eat three or four times, I think, what a hen eats. I mean, so when you put them in there, they they do add to the excitement of things, so to speak. So, but, you know, there are people that like that. So we again have certain farms that have chosen to go that way.
Well, as I said earlier, I have raised chickens myself. I used to have them in my backyard until the police came and took them away because it's actually illegal to have them here where I live in the city of Clearwater, Florida. Okay. And that was not a nice experience, but it was wonderful to have the chickens. If listeners, if you've ever not been around chickens, they're just really wonderful animals to have. And I know that a lot of people who raise chickens just love their chickens.
Absolutely.
And, yeah. And it was such a wonderful experience for me to feed my chickens and know exactly what was going into their body that they were then making the eggs, and then to see the egg come out and then eat it. It was like I was involved in that whole cycle of life from the feeding to the eating. And it was just a wonderful experience to have. I'm glad that I got to do that as long as I did. And if it wasn't illegal, I'd still have chickens and eggs. But I must say that I'm quite happy with your eggs as a substitute. And as I said, I was very happy to see those pastured eggs when they came in my store, because that was exactly what I wanted. So we've got about a minute left. Any final words you'd like to say?
I just appreciate the opportunity to share about what we do. We're passionate about it. We enjoy it, and we're consumers again as well. And so we can say that we are concerned about the same thing as our customers are concerned about, and it helps us identify with the things that they go through. So we appreciate hearing from our customers. I'd like to say that we do get a lot of emails and calls, and hey, it helps us. Like I said, the newest product we got, it was a direct result of phone calls. So we do need to hear what people are thinking and how we can, you know, help them better take care of their families and their health.
Thank you so much. Again, the website is naturesyoke, YOKE.com. Thank you so much for being here. You're listening to Toxic Free Talk Radio. I'm Deborah Lee. Be well.